Hello everyone. So today is Maundy Thursday, and I've looked again this year at the meaning of that word Maundy and discovered again that it derives from the Latin word mandatum, which means command. And in John 13 verse 34, Jesus said to his disciples, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another." I wonder if the impact of those words on the disciples would have been as great if the events that go before it in John 13 hadn't taken place. I want to read to you John 13 and just the first seven verses to begin with. We'll read some more together a bit later. So John 13 verses 1 to 7 say this. It was just before the Passover feast. Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love. The evening meal was being served, and the devil had already prompted Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had to put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. It's in verse 4 that we read that Jesus got up from the meal. Just put yourself in the place of the disciples for a moment. They would have been confused. Perhaps they were encouraging Jesus to sit back down because the meal was being served. This was an unexpected moment. A lot is said in the first four verses to set the scene. But it was in that moment that John discloses that Jesus acted in the way that he knew he needed to. For whatever reason, it seems that the expected ceremonial foot washing hadn't happened. And so Jesus knew what he had to do. Disciples were shocked because their master wouldn't have been doing that for them. In their tradition, it was the job of a slave, not of their Lord. And so as we carry on through John 13, Simon Peter protests. He's not going to let this happen to him. Jesus was not washing his feet, and that was the end of it. Yet in verse 8, Jesus said this. "Unless I wash you, you have no part of me." Peter needed to learn that despite this being an unexpected moment, he needed to be fully present. Where would we have been in this unexpected moment? Would we have been fully present, trusting that Jesus knew what he was doing? Or would we have been protesting or trying to keep a distance ourselves from Jesus? Let's read a few more verses. This is still in John 13, verses 12 to 17. When he had finished washing their feet, he, Jesus, put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, the Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I've set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. I tell you the truth, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." So not only was this an unexpected moment, but it was also not understood by the disciples. Despite them having lived and journeyed closely with Jesus for over 3 years, there was something more that they needed to learn and understand. How attentive were they, though, to what Jesus was saying? Remember all that was going on. The evening meal was being served. Maybe they just wanted to eat, to satisfy themselves, more than they wanted to listen and so be fully nourished. To work through the unexpected moment, the disciples needed to be fully present and now here, to understand the need to be fully attentive. But were they? Were they really that attentive? In the verses that follow, Peter was very quick to claim an unstoppable loyalty to Jesus. But it wouldn't be long before the emptiness of his words were revealed in denial. Judas was there. Jesus washed his feet to show him the full extent of his love. Yet when we get to John 18, the fake acceptance of that love was fully revealed as Judas betrayed Jesus for his own gain. Where would we have been? Genuinely trying to understand by being fully attentive? Or just going along with the flow without really embracing the fullness of all that Jesus was giving to us? Some more verses from John 13. I'm going to read from verse 33 to 35. Jesus said, "My children, I will be with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and just as I told the Jews, so I tell you now, where I am going, you cannot come. A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." Jesus had the full authority as the Son of God to give this new command to his disciples. But rather than use that in a way that had him stand above them, Jesus got up from the meal, he knelt down, and became their servant. Jesus demonstrated the fullness of his love by being one of them, by being like them. And now in these verses, Jesus' command is clear. As they have seen him be like them, the disciples needed to learn to be like Jesus and so demonstrate the fullness of his love to each other and to others around them. Fully present in the unexpected moment, fully attentive to understand, and the disciples needed to be fully willing to learn so that they could act like Jesus. So where are we right now? Fully present with Jesus? Fully attentive to Jesus? Fully willing to be like Jesus for those around us? Or maybe it feels easier to deny and to betray Jesus than it does to fully embrace life in all its fullness through him. Walk with me into the Garden of Gethsemane. Notice what Jesus is doing here. At the beginning of John 13, we read that Jesus knew that his time was near. And so first of all, he knelt down. He prayed for himself, his disciples, and all people. We can read that in John 17. Then he faced the pain of betrayal and on to denial in John 18. And all of that would lead on to the torment of his trial and the agony of his crucifixion. Where are we standing now as we look at this garden scene and the events that followed soon after? Be fully attentive, be fully present, totally willing to embrace life in all its fullness. As we acknowledge again or realise it for the first time, that here is Jesus, whose love for us and his acceptance of us is complete and unstoppable. Lord, I pray on this Maundy Thursday, the day when we pause to remember you sharing that meal with your disciples, breaking bread and drinking wine together, as we will do, no doubt, later on. Lord, we come to you fully present, fully attentive, fully open to understand as we embrace you, the one who gives us life in all its fullness. Lord, don't let this be just another day that passes by in the Easter season. Lord, let this be a moment when we pause, when we think for ourselves, where are we in this story? And rather be like the ones who were there with denial and betrayal. Lord, let us be the ones there with open hearts. Open hearts filled with your love for us. And then willing to reach out to others and share that love with them. In Jesus' name. Amen.